This is JIS News. Coming up, PIOJ confirms economic growth, schools tablet pilot project to be extended to early childhood institutions, and government extends ban on importation of jet skis. Details after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. Anne and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the St. Anne's Bay Tax Office on February 24 and 25 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Now the news. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Colin Bullock, is confirming economic growth of 1.4% in the December quarter. He says the growth was reflected by a 4% increase in the goods-producing sector and an increase of 0.6% in the services industries. The mining and quarrying sector grew by 12%, agriculture, forestry and fisheries registered growth of 10%, and the hotel and restaurants sector expanded by 5.6%.
The outturn for October to December 2013 largely reflected the impact of increased external demand for some Jamaican exports, namely bauxite and alumina, as well as tourism services. Increased construction-related activities, including roadworks, residential and hotel construction. The impact of initiatives aimed at improving productivity and output in agriculture.
Mr. Bullock says the economy is expected to expand further with the implementation of major growth-inducing projects and a boost in investor confidence due to the successful third-quarter review by the International Monetary Fund. And the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, is reporting headline inflation of 1.9% for the December quarter. This is below the 2-3% forecast for the quarter by the central bank. BOJ Governor Brian Winter says inflation for the quarter was largely driven by administrative increases in water and sewage rates, higher fuel costs, increased demands associated with the Christmas holidays, and declines in the cost of communication and international grain prices. The BOJ governor says inflation is expected to further decline for the March quarter, with projections in the 1.5-2.5% range.
Given this lower than anticipated outturn for the December quarter and our forecast for the March quarter, I can indicate that we are now confident in maintaining our projection for inflation for the fiscal year to fall within the target range that we announced at the beginning of the year of 8.5-10.5%. But I would note that the point estimate within this range is now in the middle to the lower part of that range.
The tablets in schools pilot project will be expanded to early childhood institutions. The pilot initially targeted students in primary and secondary schools. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the move is aimed at introducing children to the technology at an earlier age.
We believe that you have to get the youngsters now as the earliest stages in their education development to have access to the technology and thereby to create a much more inquisitive mind rather than the teacher being the reservoir for information and knowledge. The students now on his or her own will be able to access information using the teachers only as supervisors in terms of the content.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the relaunch of the Community Policing Management Committee Cyber Club in Grants Pen on Wednesday. And the government has extended the ban on the importation of personal watercraft, commonly called jet skis, for the next 6 months. This was part of measures to monitor the use of jet skis on the island. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil says there will also be a temporary suspension of operations of all personal watercraft while steps are being taken to ensure operators are registered. Following registration, jet ski operators will be issued with registration certificates and decals to distinguish private and commercial craft.
The decals that we want, those have already been ordered from last week and should be arriving the end of this week. The regulatory framework, they have sat down and gone through a number of these things. But there are two things we need to understand. The agencies can put those things in place to make it happen. But there's a responsibility to the operators who are going to have to comply.
Minister McNeil was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.